mail. Here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
All kinds of different ways for you to send mail to the show. You can go online to mattstukes.com. You can email me through that. You can click on our MySpace link. You can throw through there. You can use Stukes voicemail, world famous, 370-HACK, 370-4225. And that's a 24-hour number. So let's say you're obliterated, and it's 3 in the morning, and you have something you think would be good for the show, and you're like, oh, what are we going to do? I'm not going to be this drunk on Monday to call in with it. And just call the Stukes voicemail, and you're good to go. Today's viewer mail does come from the Stukes voicemail. Here it is.
This is Deputy Peter Warren from the Manhattan Parks and Recreation Department. I'm calling you to see what you might know about a series of pranks being pulled at our fine and clean, I might add, local area parks. It seems on October 31st, Halloween night, at approximately 11:30, a prime time for pranksters, someone left a, how shall I put this gently, a pile of filth on the home plate area at one of the ball fields out at Seco Park. Now, unfortunately, the mayhem did not stop there. Every night since then, the prankster has left us a little present on the home plate areas of several local ball fields, and by present, I do mean a personal pile of filth. As you might imagine, I would really love to get my manly corn-fed hands around the pencil neck of this little prankster. Now, that leads me to you. Since you, Mr. Stukes, have a history of defacing our fine public parks, I thought we might be dealing with an inside job here. Sir, if you know anything about who we are calling the Mad Steamer of Manhattan, I would appreciate a call. You know where to find me. And I hope to God, Mr. Stukes, that you are not personally responsible for this. Thank you.